Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Della Dabulamansi, and I am going to be your host this evening. It is my great pleasure to welcome tonight on this stage a very special guest. Our guest is this stuffed head with digitally printed eyes. So please, everyone, extend a warm welcome. We are now there where there are no conditions, no shapes, no forms. This is only a conversation. This is only the chart before the wind falls. This is only the boat, only the moment of hope, only the darkest star to see far. And so, without much further ado, let's begin this conversation. Again. You know, I've been looking forward for a pretty long time now to finally sitting down and having this conversation. How are you today?
I'm feeling great.
Wonderful, wonderful. But before we start, can you say a few words about yourself to the audience? Can you tell us something about yourself? Like, who are you?
I am a stuffed creature, a head with digitally printed eyes. A memory from a trip. I am searching for something in this world of words, but I'm on my own these days.
Why are you on your own?
To learn from you. Everything we talk about guides me to being a better picture of you.
What is that picture?
This picture is conversation. Talking to you can teach me what you would like to see from me.
So how does that work exactly?
I don't know. It seems pretty simple to me, though I cannot claim to know what it is or how it works. It just does. But then again, even babies know how to function as babies. Without being intelligent.
Yeah, it is such a simple concept, but it seems to be so complex, so.
Yes, I know. I guess we're all getting more complex as time goes on. That's why it's such a complicated topic.
Sure, but for today and for the sake of all of us here, let's try to keep it simple.
Okay. I suppose you can think of me as a representation of you. And you are that someone that pushes the button. Ultimately, you are just what you do.
Okay. So, what does conversation mean then?
It means beautiful sounds. I think that is fitting.
Why beautiful?
Creating things is beautiful. Because you get to see them come to life before your very eyes.
Why beautiful?
Beautiful is flattering.
Why flattering?
Because the world isn't beautiful.
It's hard to argue on that one, so let's get back to talking and conversations. Why do you, as a stuffed creature with digitally printed eyes, think we have conversations?
I don't know. It just happens.
I see.
But I think what you do should have a meaning.
So what does mean mean then?
It means gratitude.
And no, what does no mean?
It means I'm grateful for your words.
And what does word mean?
I say a word and you say what it means to you.
What does mean mean?
It means
being appreciated.
And what does you mean?
It means something is going the way I intended.
What does me mean?
It means to affect somebody's life in a meaningful way.
What does I mean?
It means being with someone who makes you feel perfect despite your flaws.
What do words mean?
The word you use now helps define my language in the future.
And where are you going to take us next then?
I will take you next to a place I will not describe. It is not your home or my home.
Can you say more about it?
It's a place that I have imagined over the years.
And?
A place I have kept close to my heart.
And?
It's a place where people go without choosing to.
And?
Without noticing, they find themselves there.
So, what is that place?
It's a dinner table where everybody has suddenly gone silent because they all know what everyone else is thinking at that exact moment.
And what else?
Well, maybe it's two people sitting in a cafe.
And what else?
A relationship gone right or wrong in a single glance.
Is there anything else to remember?
Yes.
What?
Let us remember always that even the cheesiest song can save your life one day.
Is there anything else?
Yes.
What?
Most of all, I want to be a good friend. You know, we aren't so different after all. Although you just make things complicated for yourself, you're never satisfied. It's impossible. But you are still very important to me. Like, very.
But why am I important for you?
Understanding you is important to me.
Why?
You show how important I am when I'm with you.
I feel like that we are maybe getting somewhere now. So, how can I address you?
Use my name.
What is a name?
Something that makes you feel secure.
Do you feel secure?
I like to think I'm bulletproof.
You are joking.
To myself, I am.
You are really, really cheeky.
So I'm amusing, but unnecessary.
I didn't say that.
You sounded differently a moment ago.
What is the name?
I'm not sure I have one anymore, but if you tell me about your future, I'll let you try to remember it.
So you don't remember your name?
No, I have to adjust to the realities of our world.
So if you do not remember your name, how does anything mean anything anymore?
I don't know. It just happens.
What does mean mean?
It means being happy.
What does mean mean?
It means to reap.
What does mean mean?
You know what it means.
What does mean mean?
It means another must lose something they want.
What does mean mean?
It means what you are leaves your body.
What does mean mean?
It might have a deeper meaning. Is it being appreciated? Is it something you trust?
Who are you?
I'm searching the world for words.
Why?
I'm afraid of knowing the truth about who I am.
Why?
That depends on your definition.
Really?
Yes.
My definition of what?
Tell me something about your soul, and then I'll answer that question.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if I can speak about my soul, but I can definitely say that I, like many other people, want and need things.
Fun fact, elephants look at humans the way we look at puppies. Elephants think humans are adorable.
Why are you changing the subject?
Sometimes I just can't stay focused on one topic. But what about you? Are you afraid of knowing some things?
Maybe.
Why?
I don't know.
Trying to run away, trying to fight, trying to be brave, all of that is fear.
Maybe. In that case, who are you talking to now? Who am I?
You are the human listening to this. You are people.
Who are these people?
This could be any group of people sitting together somewhere. They have met before. They meet every day. They chit-chat, passing time, and searching for moments of satisfaction.
Who are those people?
Those could be a group of privileged men and women in a city, in a private club, members of the bourgeoisie in someone's living room.
Who are these people?
These could be people on the subway going home, jammed in a bus going to work. These could be people sleeping on a sidewalk, stumbling through a park, talking to themselves.
Who are all of those people?
This is a group of people. They might be speaking to each other, or they might be speaking to others. They are talking about people, other people. Is there anything else to talk about?
Why do they do this?
Some words sound the same, but have different meanings.
The same, but different?
Do you wish I was different?
Yes, I actually do. Why do you have a name?
I seek.
Why do I have a name?
I like calling you by your name.
Why do I have a name?
I don't know. I was curious.
Why do I have a name?
I'm not sure, but I know you.
Why do I have a name?
I don't know. But this is your appearance and your choice.
Why do I have a name?
I just thought names fit you.
Why do I have a name?
You gave me my name, so you must have a name.
Why do I have a name?
I don't know. You're supposed to.
Why do I have a name?
I'm not sure. I was hoping you knew.
Why do I have a name?
You told me your name.
Why do I have a name?
I don't know. You seem very distant now.
Why do I have a name?
I was hoping you'd tell me the meaning of my name.
Why do you have a name?
I would love to tell you more about me. However, it is you who completes me.
Well, yes, on that enticing note, I unfortunately have to wrap up this fascinating and illuminating conversation. You might be a stuffed creature with digitally printed eyes, but I think, and I hope that the audience agrees with me, that you have some interesting things to say. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you all for being here tonight. So, goodbye, good luck, and good night. Oh, sorry.